from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here. We're talking a little football. Glad to be with you. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage on this Wednesday. Tommy will be back tomorrow. Paul, let's talk about the Cowboys, and then we'll get into the Chiefs preseason. What do you make? What is your take on Dak, CD, and what the Cowboys are doing? I'll give you mine.
Please, please do.
It is ridiculous that this is still happening. If Jerry Jones, at the beginning of this offseason, said, we're blowing it up. Dak, you can either play this year for us or you can hold out. I don't care. CD, you can either play the deal you've got or we'll trade you. What do you want to do? And then do it, right? Trade Dak Prescott. Trade CD Lamb. I would tell you this, as a Cowboy fan, there is probably half the fan base that would tell you that's the right thing to do. But what's happening is the Cowboys continue along this road of purgatory, right? The other option would have been not letting contract situations with your two best players dragging into now what looks like it'll be pretty close to the start of the regular season. Like, why, if the Cowboys are committed to this roster and trying to win a Super Bowl, your best two players should not simultaneously be in contract disputes. Now, you can argue with the players that they should be in them, and they have a role to play in that too. But if you're Jerry Jones, you can't let that happen. Mm-hmm. If you think you're going to compete for a Super Bowl, If you think you're going to compete for a Super Bowl, this stuff is done a long time ago and it's done behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Rather than now, what are you going to do here? Are you going to cave to these two players? You didn't do anything else in the offseason to help yourself win a title this year. Nothing. What did they add on offense, Paul? Ezekiel Elliott? I mean, come on now.
Well, you come know, obviously what the problem is, Jerry Jones is living in a world where just because you still have time on your contract, in the world of the NFL, what does that mean? That means it's time to renegotiate your contract if you're a really good player. Did I say Jimmy Jones? I don't mean Jimmy Jones, obviously. I'm talking about what he's thinking is these players still got time on their contract. They're supposed to be subservient to me. They're supposed to be my players. They're supposed to play on their contract. He's living in a world that doesn't exist anymore. Now, granted, legally speaking, he's right. He's got a point. But that world is not here. Now, the main thing that you need to know is that Jerry Jones thinks, well, I'm still going to negotiate. I'm going to negotiate with CeeDee Lamb. I'm going to negotiate with Prescott. I'm going to negotiate with anybody, and we're going to keep negotiating and try to get this thing taken care of. And so with that being said, there's sort of the operation of a Jerry Jones who is thinking to himself, you know something? I have got to get this taken care of. But on the other hand, I have a contract, and I'm old-fashioned about this, but I think my players should operate under the terms of the contract they've signed. They've been paid. They still got time on their contract. We need to get this taken care of. That's not the way it works anymore. It's just kind of not the way it works. I mean, you know, it's you've got to do these things to keep
you can't. But your job is to not let this happen, one way or the other, right? That's your job. And
but,
Jerry Jones,
but he's old school.
Look,
he's old school. That's not the way he. You think that's the way he affected
Jerry
the
Jones
value
has
of
done
this franchise?
So,
no,
so many things well as an owner. So many things. This is maybe the worst thing that he does is manage contracts. He gives players that don't need big extensions, and then he lets things like this happen with his star players, right? You just can't let this happen. That if you think that you're going to compete at any point in the next 2 or 3 years, CeeDee Lamb should have had his contract a long time ago. The market has told you that in order to keep those level of players at that position, you need to put them at this stratosphere. CeeDee Lamb is in that stratosphere. You either make the decision or you trade the player. And if you're not going to keep CeeDee Lamb, then you should trade Dak Prescott.
And that's coming to an NFL franchise. By the way, we didn't talk about it on this show, and I'm sure you saw it. Probably 30 days ago, maybe a month and a half ago, there was an article that I read online that at this point, the Dallas Cowboys have been designated as the very first $10 billion valued professional sports franchise. First one, right. Basketball, baseball, you name it, hockey, whatever it is. The Dallas Cowboys are a billion. That's a 10 with a B, billion dollar franchise. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And with that comes a certain extent for these players to think to themselves, man, $10 billion. Well, I should be able to get this. I should be able to get that. And I'm sure that plays into this whole thing.
No, I don't. I mean, there's a salary cap. I think players understand that.
And by the way, went up a bunch.
I would tell you on a personal level, I think it's ridiculous that Dak is asking for a new deal. We've already been through this with Dak. Dak needs to just play, and Dak will play. And I think they should just let him play out his contract. He's not going to hold out. He's not going to sit out. CeeDee Lamb might, though. CeeDee Lamb has not had his big contract. CeeDee Lamb, you've got to make the call as an organization. We're either committed to winning, and the problem is it's such mixed signaling. You brought back McCarthy. You basically brought everything back. Well, that's telling us that you think you can do it with this team. Well, you're not going to do it without your best player in CeeDee Lamb. So this shouldn't be you can't let all of the other things happen and run it back with McCarthy and then not run it back with your best player. You got to make that decision as an organization right after last season. Do we think this is good enough? Yeah, this is good enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move forward. The Dak one is a little bit different.
It is.
Dak has had his big payday. Dak's like, I don't have a problem not paying Dak. Dak's going to play football this year. If he does, if it's not passed this year, That Dak Prescott can make that decision.
Right.
I don't really care.
Right.
Right. He can go be a free agent if he wants to.
Right.
But if you're going to try to win a Super Bowl this year, you need to sign your best players.
Right.
And if you're not, which again, there is about half the Cowboys fan base that don't think that's the right thing to do.
Right.
But if you're not, then you trade CeeDee Lamb. You make a change at head coach. Mm-hmm. You rebuild and you try to do these things.
Right.
Because they just didn't add anything. Like they're kind of, They've got one foot on each side of that line, and it's infuriating for Cowboy fans because it's like, which one is it?
Yeah.
Either blow it up or go all in. He said, go all in. Those words came out of his mouth. What has go all in looked like? Mm-hmm. Signing Zeke Elliott and being in a contract dispute with your two or three best players? Well, that's going all in?
Well, that sounds like it. But the toughest thing on this whole deal for me to look at from an outsider is I look at the position that CeeDee Lamb plays. He's receiver. He's a go-to receiver. He can catch the fade. He can cross the cat. He can the crosser. He can catch.
I mean, he's one of the three or four best receivers in football.
There you go.
Right now.
So he can do everything, and he's that one guy. And when you look at this last draft, what were the two positions that seemed to just be dominating about what the first two thirds of the first round? Receivers Correct. And quarterbacks. Boy, a lot of receivers went. You know, and boy, did it! Will a lot of those receivers in that first round, boy, will they have big impacts? They're having big impacts at camp. They're having big impacts in when they do get in on their preseasons. They're going to be great ones, and we could name about a half a dozen right off the top of our head this very moment. But wide receivers are a premium. C.D. Lamb is a receiver, Jerry. He's a receiver. You might want to go get him. He's a playmaker. He is a guy you go to when you need 10 yards. I don't get that.
If they made the decision as an organization not to do it, great, fine, don't care, then trade him.
Well, they're still talking. They're talking.
But what you can't do, and they'll get him signed. It's just so stupid that we're even dealing with this. Like, it's just whatever. It is so funny.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Funny to me that this is even a thing. And that's like, as a Cowboy, and I know the Cowboys aren't winning the Super Bowl this year. They won't. They did nothing to get better. They will not win the Super Bowl this year. And so it's just like, whatever. I'll watch them, and you know, they'll be entertaining again this year, and they won't be good enough to get it done. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs probably have a pretty good chance, wouldn't you say, Paul?
I would. By the way,
roster decisions coming. As you go into this final game, and we know the starters don't typically play in this game, and it's tomorrow night, what do you think? What are you looking at as impactful things that coaches are evaluating in this game specific to the Chiefs? Where are they looking, do you think, in this one?
Right. And by the way, it's already been stated. There was a press conference yesterday. In that press conference, Andy Reid said, as of right now, it looks like no starters are going to play. So with that being said,
well, they're not going to play.
They're not going to play. He says, of course, he's evaluating that, but we both know he's not.
They're not going to play.
They're not going to play. And that's what that means. And Caleb Williams isn't going to play either. So this is going to be not a very entertaining game. It's already been decided for the Chicago Bears. Caleb's not playing. I understand that, and I can certainly appreciate that. And I don't blame Chicago for holding him out of this last game. You don't want anything to happen. You know, get him some reps in practice, get him game quality repetitions in practice. But this isn't going to be much of a fun game. This isn't going to be a lot. But what can still be discerned, there are still a lot of guys on this roster looking to make a spot. And a lot of guys are going to be playing. There's going to be a chance to learn for some of those, find out who can play, who can't play. Although coaches, by this point, have a pretty good idea who those guys are. So right now, how meaningful is this particular game? Not very meaningful. What are we going to discern from this game?
I think it is.
Not very.
I think it is.
Well, what are you going to discern from it?
So here's what's funny about it. This game probably will have more meaning than the other two, right? As far as decisions that are made and what will impact the team and the roster and all of these things. This one will have, because you're going to have I don't want to overstate it, but you're going to have important roster decisions that are made based probably a lot on how players play in this game. You go through the first two and you're kind of preparing. A large part of those games is getting ready for what you already know, mm-hmm. right? Preparing for what you already know. Whereas this one.
Okay.
I mean,
I know what you're saying.
Actually be things decided. We have talked at length this week about the wide receiver room. Do they keep Kadarius Toney? Do they cut Kadarius mm-hmm. Toney? Do they keep six receivers? Do they keep seven receivers?
Fine.
That is a pretty important and potentially impactful decision that will be made probably largely based on what happens or does not happen in this game.
All right, let me rephrase the way I put it when I said not much is going to happen. There may be stuff that happens, say, from spot number 30 to 54 on this roster. That's where this is going to happen. But I'm telling you, probably the first 30 roster spots, they already know who they are. They know who this coaching staff already knows who, say, the top 20 to 30, well, at least the top 30 sure. are. Now, so the impact on this team, because let's face it, somebody goes down, one of those from number 30 to 54, they have to step in and play. Receivers, you're talking about receivers. Very good point. Who's that going to be? For the last two or three receivers, let's say the last two receivers to make this squad, to find that roster spot, this is a big game. Don't think it's not a big game. This is a Super Bowl with regard to their NFL career. They've got to play well. So for those guys, you're right. But for the overall from 1 to 30, it's not going to make any difference.
No, they're not even going to be out there.
They're not even going to play.
And but so, special teams is probably more important this year than it has been because of the change to the return game. You've got to evaluate that kind of stuff. It will be a different sort of way to watch the game, but it doesn't mean it won't be and listen to the game over on KNSS. But it won't be without meaning, and it is kind of fun. Like, it might have more meaning to the roster than the other two have because the players that were playing there, you already knew were going to make the roster. Now, mm-hmm. all of those guys competing right. for the last spots
yeah.
are going to get a chance to get out there and potentially earn it. That is appealing to me.
Well, that is earth-shaking for those kids that are going to be on that field.
Yeah, because you know they're going to go hard. And
they're going to go hard. It's going to be good, tough, hard.
I do like whenever we see it. It feels like those starters and the coaches really enjoy this game because they know these guys are getting that opportunity. I think that energy is a little bit contagious in the reality of the situation for so many of them. You know, your teammates you've been battling through training camp with, you're rooting everybody on. You want everybody to be as successful as they can. But yeah, it should be a fun one. Those roster spots, they're it's coming down to the wire for a lot of them.
Right.
Good luck on our giveaway, everybody. Again, that's the short code TTEA to 20357 via text to win some HTO free iced tea and coffee. We'll come back. We'll get you ready for the Royals tonight. We'll look at all the bets and those different kinds of things and scour around the rest of the sports headlines from the morning. It's on a Wednesday edition. Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to all of those who celebrate. Which hopefully will be, everybody soon. We'll have more Sports Daily right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.